Who hasn't done one in a little while? I did the last one. You want to take this one, Andrew?
Sure. Welcome to the professional, always on time, squeaky clean, confident in our production podcast, where everything is perfect and we never make mistakes. We are joined by the four usual people on the podcast, myself, Kaya, Charlie, and Sam.
Hello.
Unfortunately, we had a guest, Jackson, but he couldn't be with us today. We believe he overslept. So let's just, boys, as we do every week, let's just get right into it. Sam, I think that you had a legal name change and started a new YouTube channel. Do you want to tell us about those?
That's correct. The name Jackson Clark, just too common. I really want to make a name for myself. Just started researching diseases, salmonella. So, this is my new identity.
I think
Great.
it's a
beautiful identity with a lot of potential. That's just my take on it.
So now that you have this new identity, what have you started from it? Do you have like a maybe a YouTube channel or some other projects that are under this name?
That's correct. I saw Grade A under A, and I said, I'm gonna steal his content, but make it educational. And now I'm here.
Turn something bad into something good. Look at you.
Amen. That's
Grade A under,
beautiful.
you're welcome to come on and defend yourself.
I don't think Grade A's been on the internet in like 6 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been like MIA for many, many moons.
Oh.
That's why Salmonella is on the rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People need their fill of stick action.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, well, back in the day, stick action used to be the thing on the internet.
Oh, for sure. I had Pivot for years. That like animation program.
Oh, really?
That was my shit.
I
Now
used
we're
to toy
talking.
around with that when I was a kid. I used to make little ones. I didn't post them anywhere because they weren't good enough, even by my like 8 year old or 12 year old standards, but I used to fuck with that kind of hard.
When I was really young, my mom wouldn't let me go on YouTube, so I found this site called KidsTube, which is like YouTube but for little 9-year-olds, and I'd always put them up on there. They might still be up. I'm not sure. I should check that out.
Hey, don't get rid of them, whatever you do, you'll regret it one day.
Also, don't fill your search history at home with KidsTube and other related searches. Probably not a very smart idea. Isn't that right, Kaya?
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to wrap my head around kids tube because these days it was just that just sounds like virus to me. I wonder if these
Really?
days people who try to spread viruses try to specifically target children, because in the old internet you couldn't really do that, whereas today half the internet are kids, right?
Yeah,
Even
it's just...
YouTube's half of YouTube's business model relies on kids just clicking random videos. I wonder if the malware developers also rely on it.
It's
It
not a
makes
bad
sense.
idea, actually.
It's the way phone scammers tend to target old people, just like the other direction.
A lot of
Oh, yeah.
malware targets hospitals, though, because they still run off of like Windows 95. They're
I think
very
that's
vulnerable.
really, I think that's fucking despicable. When your business model is specifically incapacitating hospitals. That's
It's
really
not
fucked
something
up.
they do for, I mean, the thing is that a lot of people who are in critical industries, they don't update their systems because they don't want new bugs introduced, whereas they already are familiar with the old bugs, right? So like if, like Hans Zimmer, for example, he will not update his software for a whole year, let's say, even though new updates are released every single month, right? Because what if there's a new bug? Then he can't work, yada, yada, yada. And that's what these big places also do, like hospitals and governments. They don't want to update to Windows 10 because what if Windows 10 has a terrible security flaw that we're not aware of yet? Problem is that people just found a new one in XP.
It's funny that that's completely counterintuitive.
So yeah,
Plus the go
kind
ahead,
of,
Sam.
it is and it
I thought
isn't,
this
right?
podcast was about like whacking it. Here you guys are talking about computer science. I'm a little shocked, to be honest.
It's gonna be edited
Oh.
out, don't worry.
Oh,
So that way we
okay.
can just go from
Right,
like
right.
the intro to masturbating. We don't like to mix words, really.
No,
But before
it's
we get to masturbating, I wanted to ask you, chemical engineering, how's that going?
Oh, the most fascinating part of my life, putting things in beakers and watching what happens. I
That's why we
mean,
brought you here. Do you do YouTube or
oh
something on the side?
it's not a big deal, you know.
To reiterate for the people listening who might not get what the fuck we're talking about, Sam is majoring in chemical engineering. Is there
Yeah.
anything at all you can tell us interesting about that, Sam?
There's a chemical called phenolphthalein, and that's a pretty silly name, right?
That's one of the silliest names I've ever heard.
So is it as easy as they show it on the movies? Like, could you literally just make some meth in your kitchen right now?
Nah, the meth unit's next year.
Well, hypothetically, couldn't you just look up the compounds that make meth and then just figure it out yourself?
I mean, anything is possible hypothetically.
Is that an admission?
Just get on the dark net, download the Anarchist Cookbook. You're laughing.
Is that only on the dark net now? I thought that was still on. Yeah, I think that one's still readily available to all children out there if you want to check that out. And the link in the description.
Local library. Yeah. It was on Reading Rainbow, I think.
That brings me to a topic, though. When you brought up Reading Rainbow, what is a topic you've always wanted to cover, Sam, but you feel may not go over well with the audience?
Oh, man. That's a toughie. Sometimes I feel a little itching in the back of my head to, like, get into something political because I know it'll get clicks. But, like, at the same time, I'm, you know, no one likes inflaming. Or they do, but you'd feel guilty about it afterwards. And plus, I don't really know shit about politics, like, at all. So, there you go.
I wonder what would happen if you, like, thawed out some sort of a Greek man from ice and he was angry at you for politicizing history. Like, that's not how Caesar was, you piece of shit.
They made a movie on that. It's called Encino Man, and it stars the world's best actor, Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah. That's a reference to that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think Caesar was Greek, but there you go. He is now.
He was around there, you know.
Have you ever made up a topic, just flat out made one up, Sam? Like, was there ever even, like, a Terrari or whatever, however the fuck you pronounce his name?
I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, so don't worry. But yeah, that guy's real. Oh, I did an April Fool's Day video once, which initially I considered just, like, making up some stuff. But then, like, my one buddy messaged me and was like, let's just make it, like, the dumbest, like, thing imaginable. Just, like a YouTube poop, but of salmonella. And I was like, okay. So then we made it, and I was like, I don't know why I've done this. It's still out there. It's unlisted. But, like, if anyone wants to hunt down the link to that.
So then would you say your normal content kind of gives you more of a sense of, like, satisfaction or accomplishment or putting something of value out there? Because, you know, making YouTube, you can just make whatever content you want, but this felt... You regretted it?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It didn't really have the, dare I say, effect I was looking for. It was just, like, I do take pride, believe it or not, on what I do. Like, even you look at it and it's like, how could somebody? But, you know, oh, Jesus, I'm getting a call in Discord. How unprofessional, friend of mine. Anyway.
How dare you?
Jackson's calling to apologize, but he's not coming to the episode.
Anyway, that completely broke my train of thought. What was I on about?
the pride in your work and the merit behind it.
Yeah, I mean, you spend so much, like, that stuff takes a lot of work. Like, you'd be surprised how many hours I waste in a GIMP, which is what I used to draw everyone in the comments saying Microsoft Paint. I have a little more class than that, thank you. And just, you know, researching this stuff on the same Wikipedia article, reading it over 20 times, you know, it's hard work.
It's definitely not easy.
How do you get interested in history from chemical engineering?
Oh, well, see, the thing is, I'm not interested in chemical engineering. It's just a good program they had at the school I happen to be going to.
Hey, we live similar lives.
Honestly, don't let the old dean upstairs... you know about this, but the whole college thing is a bit of a backup plan if for some unforeseen reason YouTube just gets nuked by Korea in 5 years or something and I'm left on the streets.
Mm-hmm. And just wipe off that degree. The shooter infiltrated the headquarters about your future prospects.
I bet a lot of YouTubers were sweating about the ramifications from that.
Yeah, it's a good point. I bet they were.
Mm-hmm. I don't think most of the YouTubers tweeting about it, I don't think even cared about the human lives. They just cared about the effect it'd have on them.
My revenue.
Oh, of course.
Don't let it be my manager.
We need to remember that those lives were lost. Some of them could have been my fans.
That's my favorite response. like during like a tragedy or something. I can't remember who the fuck tweeted about it, but one of them was like, I had fans that went to that. I think it was a school shooting. One of them was like, I had fans that went there. This affects me big time.
Do you guys remember when Justin Bieber like said that thing about how Anne Frank would have listened to him if she was alive today?
Yeah,
I think he was reading the diary and he was like, I'm really jonesing on Anne Frank right now. I think if she were alive today, she would have been one of my fans.
Oh yeah, she would have been a Belieber.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Oh boy.
Who knows, that one maybe. I can kind of excuse though. Like that just kind of sounds like a joke. Meanwhile, like tweeting, those were my fans, you could have killed, you monster. Why didn't you target another school? That's just, what's wrong with you?
Jesus fuck.
For a lot of your videos, there's some interesting characters out there. Is there one person you've made a video on that you think is just the biggest fiend? Like one that you hate? Like you made the video out of pure spite for their legacy?
Oh, man. I did a video on the Banana Republics, if you... And, you know, the whole thing with that was there were big old fruit companies down in old Central America that started taking stuff over. And then, like, some communists tried to kick them out because, you know, they didn't like what these capitalists were doing. So then the U.S. was like, no, we're not having that. They fucking overthrew governments just so, like, they keep the bananas flowing. So, like, Dwight Eisenhower, I guess, he was the president at the time. I don't like Ike.
That really was probably his biggest crime.
Sam?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question branching out from that, and this is one I really wonder about often. What drives you to do a certain topic? What do you think is worth covering in a video or saying, you know, I should really make a whole production to tell people about this?
It's usually just I'll read something silly on like R Today I Learned or Wikipedia, and I'm like, I'll see some hook. Like with my most recent one, Terrare, I was reading his Wikipedia page and I was like, Jesus, there's this man who ate a cat that was alive in front of people. Guess I gotta make a video about him now.
What a cunt.
Yeah.
It's the shoe nice from previous years.
So that's a good follow-up then to my other question. I guess you kind of spoiled it with our Today I Learned, but where do you pull a lot of these kind of topics to come from? Do you just, on the daily, like, go looking on your own info, or do you think, have random thoughts and go, oh, maybe I should, you know, look into this? Like, where does it all come from?
Yeah, a lot of it's spontaneous, and a lot of it is, like, nowadays, people message me on Twitter, or, like, say something in the comments, and, like, 90% of the time, it's something stupid, like, have you ever heard of Joseph Stalin? But, like, the other 10% is, like, really solid, like, actually interesting things that I didn't know about, so... I think the last few have all been people I was messaged about initially.
Well, Sam, who do you think, like, imagine yourself 1,000 years in the future, who would you make a video about that lives today?
What? Oh, that's alive today?
If you were alive in the future and you had to make a video about somebody who lived today, who would it be?
I'd probably talk about, like, Elon Musk, the man who invented the robot that now rules over us all, and what a great man he was, so that the AI that rules the earth now doesn't slay me.
That's not a bad pick.
Are you sure that would be Elon Musk, baby, and not Amazon creating like Amazon Life, where everything is mandated by Bezos?
Yeah, no, it's a toss-up between Bezos, Musk, and Zuckerberg, honestly. Or all three of them. We'll see.
Yeah, they might combine forces. I have an answer to that question, though. Like, let's say, Sam, like, you know, maybe after the podcast, maybe 10 years from now, who knows, but you give me your channel and then I'm forced to make the videos. I think the person I'd make a video on from this time period would be the Ybor Shoe Licker. Are you familiar with him, Sam?
Go on.
I don't think anybody is.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're from Tampa, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, all 12 of us. But there's a place called Ybor. It's a big old pile of shit. Andrew, is it a pile of shit?
It's the Miami of Central Florida, so it is a dog shit pile.
Yeah, it's a big old pile of horse shit, but there's one man who lives there, a hero, a beacon of justice, basically Batman. His name is the Ybor Shoe Licker, and he is a man, I don't know if he's homeless, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but he hangs around Ybor, and if he sees you, he's going to ask to lick the bottom of your shoe because he gets sexual pleasure from it. The man is a goddamn saint. And the nicest man I've ever met. He didn't lick my shoe because I really didn't want him to lick my shoe. But I did talk to him once.
Sounds like a really obscure Marvel hero.
Less of a hero and just more of a man who exists in a Marvel universe, I guess.
Right.
Sounds like bump fights. horrible.
Ybor has some cool characters. Another one, I guess, if you were going to have like an Ybor Avengers, there's an old man called the Senator. He's like a like 60-something.
The Senator?
Yeah, he's like a 60-something-year-old man, and he goes to a club called The Castle. And he goes either naked or in like a really tight G-string after having Viagra, so he runs around and dances with a boner the whole night. He's a goddamn hero as well.
Then you've watched this firsthand?
I have not seen The Senator because The Castle is a scary club, but I've heard the tales and I've watched some videos. He's a regular there, and goddamn it, he's a great man.
I should move to Florida. No,
you shouldn't.
No, Florida's great. I love Florida.
Yeah.
Not Ybor, but Florida's nice.
Yeah, Florida's all right.
But I guess if you want to do like, let's say you want to branch out from the stick figures and you want to do like real human beings, you can go to Ybor and like, I don't know, do something with that.
Just film this, get a time lapse of the streets for 10 hours, see how many like homeless people pee on each other or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how well that'd go over with your established audience, but if you wanted to pursue that, I wouldn't stop you.
I don't pander, thanks. I make the content that I want.
Have you ever wanted to make content that you just know no one's going to like?
Yeah, there was a phase I had where I just made like meme videos. Like, I had one where I took the speech from Full Metal. Like, have you guys seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
You know, the intro scene was like, "Holy Jesus, a jelly donut." I took that and I took clips from Sesame Street and like synced them up to it. It's like the most like bizarre esoteric thing you can imagine. I got a lot of joy out of it. But like in the future, if I just wanted to stop, you know, getting views, I just do shit like that all the time.
Do you think you might go down that path one time where you want to sabotage yourself?
Have a meltdown.
When I want to retire, I'll just put on my loafers, kick back, make some memes. No Wikipedia anymore.
No effort.
Yeah.
Ooh, you use Wikipedia as a source? You got exposed.
Yikes.
Are you saying Salmonella isn't a reputable academic source? Are you saying that I have no credentials whatsoever?
You know what?
I love that. People always accuse me of it as though it's like the shocking thing. And it's just like, I'm a kid in a room somewhere.
I mean, so was Jeff Bezos once.
I can give you some credentials right now. Sam, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions about your ability, and I'm going to need you to fill me in. Can you jump?
Okay. I haven't tried in like a couple weeks, so I'm not sure. But like,
okay,
Maybe.
Okay, we'll take that as a maybe. Can you run?
If I'm scared, yeah. Like if
okay,
if I have the adrenaline required to.
It's the only time he'll ever run.
Yeah.
Seems legitimate. Now, this is the important one. Can you whistle?
I can do this.
That's perfect.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what? Skype. Actually, yeah.
It's how I trick people into thinking they have Skype notifications. I just go with my mouth.
That's fantastic.
What a skill.
Yeah.
But what's more important though, like Sam, I got to be honest with you, I wasn't entirely upfront with what I was doing there. I don't care about your physical abilities. All I care about is that we talk about whistle. Thanks to that whistle, isn't that right, Charlie?
Well, Andrew's segue is a bit off on what whistle actually is. It's for your dog. It's a GPS locator, also activity tracker. There's a lot of uses for it. If you follow my dog on Instagram, Tiana runs it and shit, or if you've just seen my dog in a video, you'll notice she has like a box around her neck and people accuse me of putting like some type of jigsaw trap on her neck or some shit. It's actually just the whistle. It can keep track of her if she leaves the house, which she hasn't because I'm a great dog owner. Keeps track of her activity, and it does a lot of really cool features and shit. But I'm just an avid user of the whistle. Andrew's going to give you the details. Tell him, Andrew.
Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation. Have you read that in your local newspaper? That is a powerful fucking headline. Now, let me tell you, if you read more into that, that's front page news stuff. If you read into the fine print, for a limited time, all my listeners, that's right, only if you're listening to me, fuck these other guys, can get $25 off a whistle device when you use my code, official. Go to whistle.com right now. Use code official at checkout. Jesus, fuck. $25 whole dollars. Charlie, name one thing you can buy with $25.
What do they get, Andrew, when they use that code? I wasn't quite sure. They get $25?
They get $25. That's as much as 25 $1
So you use that code and they give you $25?
You get $25 off.
$25 off, yes, thank you. They don't mail you $25.
I wish.
I thought that would make sense. I don't know. Fuck it. Whistle! $25 off. That's as much as 25 $1 cheeseburgers or one $25 cheeseburger. Go to whistle.com right now. Use code OFFICIAL at checkout to get $25 off. Visit whistle.com today. Kaya, there's a really, really quick, easy, fun little slogan they've got here. If you would just please, in your best booming love voice, your Dr. Love voice, if you will, make it like a radio play. Tell me what Whistle's slogan is.
Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend and get $25 off.
I'm aroused already.
Yes. Listen, your wife may leave you, your parents might die, your kids may turn into little shitheads, but there's a reason they call dogs man's best friend. Your dog will never abandon you. Your dog will love you unconditionally, and it's your responsibility not to lose that goddamn dog, because he loves you and she loves you. So, you know, keep your dog around. Don't lose it. Love it. Take care of it. Whistle.
And you can track its activity to make sure it's getting adequate exercise so it can live the longest it can possibly live.
You can also wear it yourself if you're into that. $25 off from whistle.com/official. Check it out.
We didn't have a we weren't on a topic or anything, right?
We are now, Sam. How often do you masturbate?
Ooh, baby.
He fell over. He was so blindsided by that question.
He didn't expect it at all.
Sorry, I was just bracing myself. Usually somewhere between weekly and hourly. It varies.
Hourly?
It's pretty vague. It's like a UPS.
Well, yeah,
delivery.
I mean, yeah, when the sun's out, I'm not doing anything, you know.
So when was the last time you got like a jackhammer sesh going where it was hourly? Like, what spurred that on?
Do you remember the fappening?
Oh, you were one of those.
Of course.
What do you mean one of those? We all enjoyed it.
One of those people who jacks off specifically to celebrities or gets big things from
celebrities. I didn't usually, but it's just the hype, you know? I wanted to feel like part of the crowd.
I didn't really care that much about the leaks. I got caught up in the hype and found myself jacking off.
I can't jerk off to pictures. I just find it too stale. When I was a kid, I could jerk off to damn near everything, but I've matured...
It's more that it's taboo. Charlie, you know how something you're not supposed to do is all the more enticing, and when, like, Jennifer Lawrence goes on a talk show to talk about how this is the most horrible crime against humanity and the people need to be found and persecuted worse than Holocaust criminals, yeah, it kind of feels good to just, you know, jerk off to her photos if I could, because... I can't. She's just so goddamn unattractive to me. But all the other celebrities, oh yeah.
Who else was in that leak? Wasn't it her?
It was hundreds of women.
And just her?
It was not just her. Charlie, nobody would just hack Jennifer Lawrence.
I guess I wasn't really like... I guess I didn't look into it too much. I'll have to do some research. You'll have to make a video on it, Sam.
Yeah, well, when that first happened, I heard like there are nudes of J-Law out, and I got really excited. Turns out they weren't talking about Jude Law. It was like the ugly chick, so that was a little disappointing. But the others were nice.
You actively were looking for Jude Law nudes?
You weren't?
Yeah, no
First
men
person
were
in years.
That's interesting.
Well, I have a grudge.
We don't ever get nude leaks of male actors. I wonder if that's because they're just better with their passwords or something, or if just nobody gives a fuck to hack them.
I'm sure Cosmo has some conspiracy theory as to why that is.
I'm sure they do.
Drake Bell actually had a sex tape leak recently.
Oh.
Do you think that that would be intentional for him, wouldn't it?
I would think so, because he's kind of fallen out of relevancy since...
Oh, yeah.
After the Josh Peck wedding thing, but I don't think he did it on purpose. Based on the info I heard, he wasn't exactly packing courage and steel down there.
Oh, that's upsetting. The man's lost everything, including his possibly big penis.
I don't even know how to look for this, because if I type in Drake Bell sex tape, it just says Drake Bell porn gay videos, Pornhub free gay Drake Bell. So I'm guessing Drake Bell is a gay star as well.
Well, let's watch one of these videos and see if Drake Bell makes an appearance. Nope, those are not. That's not Drake.
And those aren't his bells.
No, that is a very bald man's unshaven asshole, but it has nothing to do with Drake.
look closer. He might be in there somewhere.
Oh, I found his tape.
Did you?
I found, would, maybe. Hang on.
Describe
is it the
it.
One where it says simulate raunchy, not suitable for work or whatever?
I don't think it was a tape. I think it's pictures of him.
Mm.
And they confirm it with his tattoos.
Can you recognize the penis?
Be the judge of this. Put him in the Discord.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it's he leaked nude photos, and it, you can tell it's him because of his tats.
It could be a deep fake. He might have had an actor and then photoshopped his face onto him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen enough of Drake Bell's cock for one day. Let's move on to something else.
Share it with Sam.
Oh, sorry. Let me just.
I'm
open
waiting
up
with
the...
bated breath.
Yeah,
Jackson,
let me just
put the penis
up,
on screen, please.
Well, I'm opening Pornhub Gay here.
This is why we need a studio. We need one of the monitors.
Yeah, we could just throw it right in Sam's face.
Yeah.
As you can see here, and then we like highlight it like John Madden running a touchdown.
And have it on screen.
The yellow stuff.
So, okay. Sam, for your channel, if you're so fascinated and obsessed with jerking off, as you've just now admitted, do
yes.
you want to keep your? Are you trying to keep your channel like family friendly, or do you ever think you'll branch into more taboo topics like that?
Oh man, if anything, I've been getting more family friendly. I have some videos out there, like I did one on Sigmund Freud, which you can imagine already, where I was just drawing like stick figure dicks all over the place, and it was fine. It's even monetized because the stick figure dick's just another line. That's the loophole, ladies and gentlemen.
You track the code. And is that just for the sake of monetization?
Or do you, no, like, I feel like, to get a little, like, comedy elitist here, like, I feel like just being, like, straight offensive all the time is kind of cheap. I like, you know, going for laughs in a route that doesn't require that so much, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. That being said, what's your most favorite offensive thing ever said?
Okay, here's a joke by Norm MacDonald. Are you guys familiar with him?
He's my favorite comedian.
Absolutely.
I love Norm.
He's the man.
I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, why did the moron throw the clock out the window? Because it reminded him of Richard Clock, the man convicted of knife raping his wife.
Don't worry, I've heard that joke 100 times and you nailed it.
Thank you.
That for the longest while was my favorite. Yeah, that was my favorite Norm for a very long time.
God, Norm's got some fucking great bangers.
He's absolutely
so fucking good. Who else in comedy are you really about besides Norm MacDonald?
Besides Norm, I've been listening to a lot of Bill Burr lately.
Oh,
he's
I'm
good.
Really sorry.
Ooh, I love Burr.
Why is that? Not a fan?
Well, who? Wait. Oh no, sorry. I'm mixing up Bill Burr with someone else. Who's the one? His name is similar, but he's young.
Bo Burnham, you're thinking
Bo
of.
Burnham, yeah. That's who I'm thinking of. I fucking hate Bo Burnham. I think he's massively unfunny. But no, Bill Burr's pretty good. I flip them in my head because of their name, though, constantly.
Right.
I'm not actually... Yeah, I'm also not a big fan of Bo Burnham, but I do want him to do well. He's like the first person that was born on the YouTube space who's transitioning into like actual mainstream success, mm-hmm. which I can always respect. He's worked real hard for it.
Oh, I mean, I don't get his popularity. You know, I'm not saying, oh, I don't get why people like him, or I don't get what's, you know, where his success is. I get it. It's just, it's really... Every time I watch him, I'm just like, just doesn't do it for me.
It's fair enough. So when you jerk off, Sam, what is it typically to?
My genre these days is usually sensual riding.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Horses?
No, not usually. Just people.
Like the people are riding?
I said riding, like with a D.
Oh, R-I-D. Riding.
Yeah.
Riding.
Wait,
you know, they're not
you jerk
just like...
off to horses riding? What?
You see, riding refers to the act of a woman straddling a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On top
I've had
of
that
their
happen
buddy.
Like twice. Yeah.
My mom
and
did that.
It is the vertical.
Oh,
birth.
Oh, you said riding. I thought you meant writing.
Yeah, I heard writing as well. That's why I was a little bit confused as well. I thought it was just like naked girls writing
oh.
poetry or something.
Sorry, Sam. I didn't mean to interrupt about that time you rode a horse. Continue.
Some other genres I've perused: midget foreplay.
Mm-hmm. Foreplay or foursome, because those are different.
Foreplay. It's like there's two naked chicks and they like throw them around like a football. It's pretty cool.
So what is just midget foreplay? Is like the Oompa Loompas just come in and prep you for the actual woman and then disappear?
Into the shadows.
Right, we can get into like an actual thought thinker here, Sam. If you were to just abandon the high effort videos and do meme videos, what would be the first meme you tackle?
I mean, the thing with memes there, Charlie, is that they're a very fluid thing. Memes come, memes go. I consider myself a bit of a meme philosopher, a bit of a meme connoisseur. So I think I just have to go on, you know, the meme stock market, pluck whatever's rising at the time and use that.
What's rising?
Do I say anything nowadays? These days? Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I have to rack my brain a bit. Mark Zuckerberg being a lizard robot is pretty hot right now. You know, I could work with that.
Oh, that was days ago.
Yeah, you're a little behind on the rising stocks. Is the Glob Galabgala still popular?
That's on the downflow, in my opinion. That's seen its fame.
We're talking about earthern memes. The fuck is the Glob Galabgala?
You haven't seen the Glob Galabgala? The yeast of thought and mind?
Yeast?
Well, that's his catchphrase. Like, that's his slogan. Like, you know how Tony the Tiger has, it's great? Well, the Glob Galabgala has, I'm the yeast of thought and mind.
No, I have not. Is this an American thing? Do you have yeast monsters as mascots?
Bro, I don't know what the context or anything, but I do fuck hard with the Glob Galabgala.
Are you making this shit up?
No, I'm not.
Because, like, at the first time you said it, I was like, oh, that's a funny haha word. And then now that you keep saying it, I this is a real thing?
Yeah, it's a creature from this, like, horrible Christian-themed CGI movie this one guy made. And it's, like, it's this flesh creature that just ripples and sings about books. It's really quite a time.
Yeah, I actually think it's a really solid meme. I'm not, like, Rick and Morty-ing you. It's actually, he calls himself the Glob Galabgala. I'm not making shit up.
The Glob Galab, spell that. Glob Galab.
Yeah, it's a, what do they call it? Phenomen? What is it when it sounds the way it's spelled?
Phenolphthalein.
hang on. I've heard that word before and you're not tricking me again. Glob, Galab, how do you spell this fucking thing?
Just
Glob? Glob? Okay, yeah. We are at Glob.
G-O.
Go. Yeah. Oh, Gob, go. Okay, now it's show. Oh, this fucking thing.
Yeah, that fucking
I've
thing.
I've seen this thing.
I think, how do you spell it?
I think Zach Psychic Pebbles was doing some shit with this at one point.
Yeah, like I said, it's a very solid meme. Pretty well made, all in all.
Huh.
But the Zuck, I think, is still a decent meme with some staying power.
I'm still on board with the steamed hams. I still think those are churning out strong. Yeah.
Steamed hams. The thing I found with memes is that the bigger they get, the harder they fall. It's like critical mass, you know? Mm-hmm. So steamed hams hasn't really breached mainstream. So I do think it has a lot of staying power. I enjoy it a lot myself, personally.
What is your favorite meme that the world has ever created?
Ever?
Yeah.
In time? Oh, man.
Is this a meme podcast now?
It is now. I don't know if this really counts as a meme, but have you seen the JPEG of, like, that dog doing the stupid face, and the dude's like, every fucking day I come home and he's doing this retarded fucking face. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the 4chan one. Yeah,
yeah, I just think about little dog. I think about it like 3 times a week at least.
God, that is the cutest fucking dog.
Have you ever wanted to branch into meme content?
Are you talking to me or him?
No, I'm talking to him. Because like
he said that earlier.
No, but what I'm saying
keep
is...
Keep up, Andrew.
I'm sorry, I was lost in my pages of notes. No, it's just your channel right now has a very homogenized formatting to it. You know, you have the doodles and you have the I'm going to teach you about this and that and all that. And I'm just wondering if you ever seriously just thought of doing something else, how either difficult it would be or how actively you would consider that. You know what I mean?
I'm only going to do this academy thing for so long, I think, because like if you just do the same thing for, you know, a certain amount of years, people start to get bored. So I definitely plan to branch off at some point in the future.
Exactly. I guess in a roundabout way asking, what do you think in the future when you need that plan B it'll be? I mean, like for Charlie, like when he started, you just did Call of Duty and Gears of War commentaries and shit, but now you do reviews and face cams and streams and all this shit.
There's nothing I won't do, Andrew. Let's go ahead and sum it up with that statement right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's no telling how far I'll go.
Exactly. But when you started, there were lots of things you would never do.
That's a fact.
So what I'm wondering, hang on, do you do face cams
on your stream now, Charlie?
No, but I have considered it. I think in certain situations it could add quite a bit.
Yeah. But so Sam, I'm just wondering to you, you know, I'm not saying your channel's ever going to die. Who the fuck knows what'll happen? It seems like you're only going up. But if you ever reach that kind of wall where you just either can't crank it out personally or people aren't watching, what do you think you're going to start doing?
Probably just whatever comes to mind, honestly. Like, I like the format that, like, for example, Charlie or PewDiePie does, where it's just like, it's less of that one set content and just branch off into, you know, whatever you feel like, really. Reviews,
whatever. Who do you think is a better content creator between myself and Felix? Ooh.
That's a very loaded question.
It's a pretty simple answer, I think.
Really. Damn.
of course you, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, even if you said Felix, we would edit that out and the question wouldn't have existed, but now we can keep it in for the right answer.
Sam, you can DM me your real answer if you want. If you'd be more uncomfortable with
that. He gave his real answer. We all know that.
No, like not to fanboy or nothing, but I've been watching Penguin Zero since like I was in middle school with your like Quap video. So like good content, man.
Thank you, man. And you hear that, Felix? I'm the clear winner in this one.
I think you're better, Felix.
Yeah, I bet PewDiePie's listening.
Yeah, he's waiting with bated breath every episode. I hope they mention me.
What did they say?
What did they say this time about me? Checks his episode. No one better get more views on their episode than me.
Well, PewDiePie is still the reigning champion in popularity on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he can usurp him, Sam?
Well, maybe. You never know, man.
That's right.
I mean, if we're breaking the PewDiePie barrier, I mean, I'll give him a fucking shout out. PewDiePie, hi, listening. I know you're listening. Back in the beginning, wasn't a fan. You know, the whole face cam scream at a horror game. Not a fan, but I think that a couple others are following suit. I think he's fucking killing it lately. I think his newest content that's come out is pretty fucking great.
I think he's making some absolutely great content. 100%.
How do you boys feel?
I've said that for like the last couple of years.
I just love the beard, man. I can't get over it. It haunts my dreams.
Yeah, it's like a totally different guy.
I have feverish nightmares.
I have a little breaking news from our reporter in Australia on the ground. I got boots on the ground trying to locate Jackson. Jackson's mom has said she has tried to contact him to no avail. Jackson might be missing. We need an APB in Australia. So any Australian officers out there listening, find our boy. Bring him home safely. Both he and his girlfriend are apparently MIA.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is worrying.
They might be having a quiet, delicious lunch, and there's nothing we can do to stop that.
I don't know what the fuck.
Completely free of all responsibilities.
Put their phone on airplane mode. Not today, Jackson. Today's about you and me. I don't care what you've already scheduled. I don't care about your prior, engagements. It's you and me today. Sam, would you ever ditch your friends for a girl?
That would require a girl first.
Mm-hmm. Better without him. Wubba lubba dub dub, am I right?
Well, let's ask him a better follow-up question. Sam, what's your love life like?
Yeah, are you an incel?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I used to, you know, talk to females back in high school, but then my acne came back with a vengeance, and, like, YouTube responsibility, college is crushing me. That chemi, dude. Not easy, so... Pretty stagnant at the time, but hopeful. If there's any listeners out there who have a thing for skinny, hairy guys, hit me up. DM me on Twitter.
Ooh, that's very nice. I hope you actually get like a match here on Tinder. That'd be beautiful. Now, you might not know this about me, Sam. Maybe you do. I used to be hideous, truly hideous. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now your eyes have been opened.
There is hope.
No, I still think at best I'm average. But Sam, you too can be average if you put your mind to it.
You really think so, Papa Critical?
Made me instantly uncomfortable. But yeah, I think a good mark of advice is never give up on yourself. You can give up on a lot of people. You can give up on your fourth host if you want to, because he might not show up. There's a good chance he won't. But don't give up on yourself. You can always turn your shit around if you need to, and if you want to. Do you want to, Sam? Do you want to turn your shit around?
I do. You have inspired me.
Then you need to download Honey. You need Honey, Sam. You're spending too much money without it. You know what Honey does for you, Sam? Do you know what Honey is?
What does that do?
It finds coupons to take money off of your online purchases, and it does it beautifully.
That sounds just fantastic.
If Jackson were here, he'd tell you. He tried to buy batteries one time. Well, he tried and succeeded. It's not like a hard thing to do to buy batteries, but he tried to. He was buying them. He almost paid full price for him, Sam. Almost paid full price. You'd be making a video on him about the stupidest man on the internet if he did that, wouldn't you?
The horror.
What kind of loser do you have to be to go up to your friends and go, you know, I tried to buy batteries one time.
I mean, that was the story he told when he was here last time. When Honey came up, he was like, I tried to buy batteries once.
I just meant
saved
general.
Me a dollar.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on in your life? Well, I tried to buy batteries.
What the fuck buys batteries online?
I don't know. That's something you could just so easily get by accident when you go out to a store.
I needed toilet paper and soap, and I came back with a case of batteries. Look, it doesn't matter, okay? Fuck the batteries, honestly. Fuck them. Fuck soap. Fuck toilet paper. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck everything. You know why? Because if you don't realize that Honey is free, you can go fuck yourself. That's it. It's free. It costs $0. I gotta be honest. I'm gonna lay down an actual problem I have. Why the hell do we have to advertise this when it's fucking free? The entire world should be using this by now. It's free!
Where can they go to start, Andrew?
If you want to start on something that's free, you know, we live in America with our God-given fucking freedoms. If you want more of that, you can go to honey.com.
No, Andrew. The correct URL actually is joinhoney.com/official. That's joinhoney.com/official. It's free. You can join Honey for free at joinhoney.com/officially. Officially, you can join them for free at joinhoney.com/official. For free.
Hit me with the URL one more time so I'm sure.
joinhoney.com/official.
Okay. Now, I want to break the fourth wall a bit here, listeners, on my advertising copy read. It says literally, and I quote, "There's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today." Did I mention it's fucking free? I don't get it. If it's free and you don't use it, what the fuck? God. Charlie, hit him with the URL one more time so we're sure.
It's joinhoney.com/official.
/official.
What embarrassing hobbies do you have, Sam?
I'm a YouTuber. That's one.
That was a good answer.
Oh, man. I finally broke down and played Undertale the other day, which I'm sad to admit aloud. It's a good game, but, like, the stigma, the fan base.
I mean, that's actually a good topic. I think Charlie and I are on kind of opposite ends of this, where there are certain ways that a fan base can just ruin your enjoyment of something. Like, Charlie, I think you've said that you actively don't like Rick and Morty anymore because of the fan base.
I didn't say I don't like it, but I can't finish season 3. I really just can't.
I'm in the same boat, man.
Yeah, I liked it before. It was
really
cool.
See, I'm the opposite, where I have an aversion to certain things depending on fan bases, but if I already know that I like it or I'm into it, I have no problem with how other people feel about it. Like, I have no problem with Rick and Morty. I still like it.
I mean, I'm sure season 3 is still fine. It's just like when I get to the Pickle Rick episode, I'm just going to turn it off and everything.
I hate that was, like, you know, taken and made into this disgusting thing with some dude on the counter at McDonald's screaming and flailing, because I actually enjoy that episode, just like, you know, the concept of it.
I hate that people made really fake internet videos for it, too.
It's not so much, like, obviously that video is satire and stuff, but it's still, like, it's still embarrassing to watch.
It's not satire.
I just hate that
Well, satire is the wrong word.
I just hate that people think that's funny. I don't get why. See, that's something where I'm like, why is this funny?
It's funny because it's embarrassing. No, it's just embarrassing.
But it's not. And then it's embarrassing for the people who made it because it's an obviously fake video.
Right.
Like, I mean, what is it? Like, man, get on counter and scream.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the nature of the internet right now. Like, haha, I was only pretending to be retarded. There's that meme. And I think that makes a lot of sense because that's what a lot of people do, like, on YouTube or, like, in the comment sections and stuff. Aha, I got you real good. I'm really not that stupid.
Yeah. But, I mean, we talked about it. Was it last episode where it makes me sad that there's no sincerity on the internet anymore? You just can't be an actual person. You have to be a spewing fucking meme machine.
There's some non-memers out there.
Well, I guess maybe on the first hand there isn't. Like, okay, take Sam's channel. Sam, your main channel isn't really that memey. I mean, it's infographics.
I'm deeply insulted.
Good. Good. It's time to grow up. No. Your channel is just, you know, infographics and interesting stuff and little doodles, and that's fine. But once you get to that secondhand level, no matter what, it's just meme-y Klingeron bullshit because everyone wants a piece of that attention. You know, it's everyone wants the upvotes on Reddit or the thumbs on the comments section. So they just do the easiest thing, which is spout memes and terrible jokes. I hate it.
That's just what happens when you reach a certain point. I'm already, like, in one of my videos, like the Banana Republic's one I was talking about, there's a part where I scream commie into the mic for, like, effect, which it had context. But, like, just people on Twitter constantly just message me, commie, in, like, all caps as I'm supposed to, like, respond to that in some way or another.
Yeah, I live the same horrible life. We do this podcast, which I love, and I want to kiss it, and I want to make it a baby and grow it and be strong and feed it like a Tamagotchi. But I will call people out right now. I don't even care anymore. The people who, when I'm streaming, just come in and post fucking podcast quotes, like, what do you want me to say? Do you want me
yes,
to laugh?
Yes, that is a thing I have heard or said.
Yeah, that's what I said on the podcast. You got me. Oh, like, what the fuck do you want from me?
It's like, why do you torment me with things I say?
I think it's bad. It ruins my chat.
Yeah. I mean, it's Twitch, man. Twitch chat
cramps my style. Yeah.
Twitch chat is like if there's like layers of hell and like the amount of chaos is like, you know what I mean? Twitch is like the bottom circle, just like fire and wind, just all the chaotic forces going at once.
What do you think if you had to make an actual list of the internet, of every website, every community, everything? What is the absolute, no matter what, bottom of the barrel?
Of
the absolute worst of communities, yes. The very lowest you could go.
I'm picturing a scene where like incels and bronies get together and make some kind of like super subculture.
Oh, that's, you know,
female ponies are oppressing me.
We throw in some adult baby diaper lovers.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
No, all of them are that. Like, they're bronies and incels, but they're also in the Venn diagram. They cross over into adult baby diaper lovers.
A little sprinkle of Sonic on top and
Powerpuff Girls were born. I was going to say, though, before this isn't relevant, Jackson's mother is a goddamn saint.
Oh,
shout outs to Lisa.
Wait, is that her name?
Yeah, she's very concerned about Jackson missing the podcast. She's like, do you need me to go drive over there? And it's an hour-long drive for her.
Don't make her do that.
Oh, absolutely not. I told her no. But
you
God
know what?
Damn it, Lisa's an angel.
You know what? That's it. If we're throwing down, God damn it, Charlie, your parents are great too.
Yeah, Andrew, your parents are great.
Well, I wasn't being insincere. I meant it, but okay.
Well, no, I like your parents. Kaya, oh. I'm sorry your dad left you. I'm sure your mom's nice.
No, she's not.
Sam, do you have nice parents?
Yeah, they're cool. Can't complain.
What do you like most about your parents?
Do you respect them?
Oh, man. My mom makes some freaking great food, dude. Like, I hear people talk about Brussels sprouts. They're like, ew, that's the devil's food. It smells like feet. You've never had my mom's Brussels sprouts. You make that right. They are... It's like, yeah, old pancetta, but same thing.
Yeah. That's a little trick I've found, that Brussels sprouts, if you just add a little bit of meat when cooking them, it makes them fucking amazing.
They're like croissants, but made out of plant. They're so flaky.
I don't know how anybody could fuck them up. You literally just have to roast them a little. Steam them, do anything to them. They taste good, just put salt on them.
I don't think they taste good on their own. I think if you give them a flavor while you're cooking them, like a meat flavor or something, then they get pretty good.
I don't know why they have a bad reputation. I love them.
I think far too many people just grab like a can off the counter and then just boil that shit to death just because it's easy. And then they're shocked when it doesn't come out immediately palatable.
What is along that topic? What's a food that's like a ew, yucky that you actually like for all of us?
Oh man, dude, I am not picky at all. I will eat anything. Black licorice. People fucking give me the worst looks when
doing?
I say. I know, right? But
licorice too.
I enjoy it a lot.
Oh, well, I guess actually I can kind of see it from Kaya. For some reason. I just
maybe it's the German
why.
Well, don't they eat like raw coffee grounds in Turkey as well? I'm actually asking. I'm not making fun of you, Kaya.
You mean Turkish popcorn?
That's no, but I thought Turkish food was like very bitter usually.
No.
Oh, well, I'm wrong.
I don't know where you got that from. I don't know. I love licorice. Turks don't even have licorice. Turks have like two different kinds of cookies and that's it. That's all the junk food you can get in Turkey. It's about it, really. One brand of chips and two brands of cookies which taste the same. But licorice is great. Ever since I've moved to Germany, I've been eating all kinds of licorice treats.
Nice. Charlie, what about you?
I don't really have like a food that nobody likes.
You're wrong. You and I both like broccoli.
Oh, but a lot of people like broccoli.
But a lot of people don't.
I mean, children. Yeah. I guess if you want to compare ourselves to children, take that, kids. I like my broccoli.
All right, nerds. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Let's go more unconventional tastes.
Yeah, I don't really have any like super unconventional tastes like black licorice. That's like a super polarizing one, so that's a good one to have. I don't really have anything like, you know, it's worth 50 points in Scrabble. Mine's all just pretty standard tastes. Oh, also, just breaking news. Lisa was able to wake Jackson up. Jackson has now responded.
Oh my god, only 54 minutes into the episode.
right on time.
Woo!
He's not coming in, so don't get your hopes up, but he's awake.
Seriously. It's like fuck our guest for not showing up. Jackson, what an asshole. I'm so tired of people canceling us on our podcast, but really appreciate you changing your name and starting that channel for us.
Thank you.
I was about to say Mr. Jackson, but then I remembered you're Mr. Sam now.
Of course.
I've communicated with him. I let him know that we're very disappointed. Sam, would you like me to convey any words to him from you?
Tell him I'm disappointed. I hope he hits a kangaroo on the way to work or whatever happens in Australia.
The joke's on you. He does not drive. I'll just say you're disappointed.
Okay.
Did you know he didn't drive?
I did not know that.
What a fucking idiot, right?
God, you stupid fucking dumbass. How long have we had this show going?
I mean, I don't think there's a correlation between driving and doing a podcast.
Does he know how?
I don't know if he knows how. I think he does. He just chooses not to.
He's like, all the roads are on the left here. It doesn't make sense. Can't deal with it.
I actually think it's for the same reason I don't fly. A fear. Straight up fear. Is there anything you're super afraid of, Sam?
Death?
Pussy.
Good answer.
I mean, there's nothing I'm afraid of that isn't, like, what everyone's afraid of. Like, people are like, yeah, I'm so afraid of spiders. I'm like, fucking, of course. It could sneak into your house and kill you. Some, maybe. I don't know.
So
depends on the spider.
But your fears just wrap around back to death.
Isn't that what humanity is? Isn't that what art is? Just everything wraps back around to being afraid of dying. Mm-hmm. Sorry if this is taking a dark turn, but...
No, please be dark. It's the only thing we need anymore.
Well, before you get dark, I can tell you what Jackson's worst fear is. It's going to be Lisa, because she's just messaged me now. I'm going to have a serious talk about this with him. Sorry.
Oh.
Wait, are we... Oh, no. His mom or the sponsor?
No, his mom. Oh, wait, okay. Yeah, that's right. We have a sponsor named Lisa. Lisa.
Did we just get Jackson in trouble?
I think he's going to get time out.
Ooh. I hope he gets his ass beat.
She's so sweet.
Oh,
yeah. I imagine like she'll dish out hard punishment like pile drivers and suplexes and shit.
He opens the door and she just 2-foot drop kicks him through it.
Stone Cold stunners him right in his own fucking doorway.
You think you could show up late to the podcast? And she just starts throwing chairs at him and shit. In my house, boy!
Taps her elbow and goes down on him.
She starts piling up furniture to jump off of it and elbow him in the stomach.
Oh,
and then midway through beating his ass, she just looks at his girlfriend. Hi, how are you? I'm doing
Kira
okay.
Kira has to play ref and tapping him out.
He wakes up in the fridge with no memory except for a vague sense that he should always be on time from now on.
I like how he left him in the fridge so he could freeze to death.
Yeah, I haven't seen that episode of the WWE. That's a bit
what
far.
A plot point.
That's even far. For...
That's why they call him. That's why they call him Stone Cold Steve Austin. Didn't you know that?
Obviously.
By God, ladies and gentlemen, he dished out the stunner and then put him in the icebox. By God! It's some 20 degrees in there. By God!
My lord. Speaking of WWE, John Cena, not memeing, is one of the best actors I think I've ever seen on screen.
Why? What happened?
In movies. Yeah. I saw Cock Blockers. It's a totally fine movie. I think most comedies are pretty ass these days, but that one was fine. John Cena. is a comedic genius of an actor. Really? Every scene he was in, he carried. He was really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always knew that he was fine, but I didn't think as comedy.
No, man.
He's done a bunch of action movies.
Yeah, like, huh. he's done like some really shitty ones. One of them was like The Shooter, I think, right?
No, but one of them was really. He was in some action movie that was actually like everyone's like, "Whoa, this is a good movie! Wow, holy fuck!" Oh, but of course, Fred the Movie. That was it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
which apparently
his acting debut.
Apparently, he's in both Fred the Movie and Fred 2.
They made a Fred 2.
Yeah, starring John Cena. Oh, man. He was also in the Flintstones Stone Age Smackdown. The one that everyone knows.
Classic.
Scooby-Doo meets WrestleMania. Everyone knows that one.
Wait, is that? Are you really good?
Wait, you've
real
never
movie?
Seen Scooby-Doo yeah. meets WrestleMania?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my God. It was a cartoon of Scooby-Doo, and it's got a bunch of wrestlers in it, and it's actually not bad.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a scene. You really don't know about this movie?
I've never
heard
of it.
There's a scene where they're on a cliff and like it's the whole gang and they turn around and there's a boulder coming down that's about to crush them into a wall. And John Cena leaps into frame like a fucking Wolverine, stomps on the ground and then like punches the boulder and it explodes.
That's
it's really great.
What? And I think his theme music plays in the background too when he does it. It's
How
amazing. And then literally after it happens, Scooby-Doo just goes, "Thanks, John Cena." It's amazing. It's so good.
Oh, that brings me to an interesting topic, Sam. Are you good at impressions?
I can do a pretty good Hank Hill.
Do it.
Oh.
There you go. That was fantastic.
It sounded like Hank Hill was here with us live.
That's right. He was sitting next to us. He sells propane.
You know who wasn't sitting next to us?
Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He lives in Australia.
Yeah, he missed it. Well, yeah, he couldn't be here in person. Yeah. Who's your favorite host, Sam, of this podcast?
Oh, of this podcast. I was about to be like Conan. not Jackson.
Hey, that's the only answer I needed. Yeah, you don't have to choose between the three superstars here.
You're all Sam, equal in the eyes of the Lord, except for Jackson. Go on.
Exactly. Well, Sam, let's imagine you had $16.2 million, right?
Ooh.
And for every $1 million you spent, John Cena would break one of your fingers. What would you buy? How much would you spend?
How many dollars?
I'm sorry, was I not fucking clear? Let me restate the question.
Sorry, my ears were closed.
It's okay. So you have $16 million.
Yes.
Okay. But for every million you spend, you can do whatever you want with it. For every million you spend, John Cena is going to break one of your fingers. How much do you spend and what do you spend it on?
I spend $10 million on prosthetic fingers.
And God damn it!
$6 million, the remainder on. I'll convert some of that into Bitcoin. Hire a hitman. Get my revenge for my fingers. And the rest, hookers and blow.
Sounds good.
It's a pretty bad question, Andrew.
Yeah.
What? Wait. What? Good or bad question?
Bad. I mean,
why?
You could literally just $1 million. You could hire like 10,000 men to beat the shit out of John Cena and his family.
That's not enough to stop John Cena.
Really? You're underestimating John Cena.
Yeah, he's a demigod, my guy.
Kaya, have
you
seen the documentary?
Underestimate the muscle $1 million can buy.
Obviously, you haven't seen the documentary Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery where John Cena destroys a boulder, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think you've seen the documentary I just kidnapped John Cena's daughter and 10 men have their weapons drawn on her. And his wife and dog.
But John Cena is so strong that he wouldn't even shed a tear for his lost daughter. He'd just be more focused.
All right. Let's retrofit the question to make logical sense. You have $50 million. But
yes.
for every million you sell,
I'm even more
use,
powerful. Mm-hmm.
For every... Hang on. Hang on.
You can't buy the same stuff with $50 million
you
can buy with
You 10. Have $50 million for every million you use... You lose a limb. Now,
why?
Now, not
just you're making
magically.
Shit up.
Magically,
you're okay, you can't buy you can't beat him up but for every $1 million you get AIDS. Why? Why do I lose a limb? Is there a crocodile, a literal loan shark that just bites my limbs off if I spend?
Where,
too
where'd you get the money? If it's all about realism, where'd you get this money?
I don't know.
All right then.
Yeah, you gotta suspend your disbelief a little, Kai. That's the point of the hypothetical.
All right. Fine. If we need a fucking plot exchanging explanation point, you meet with the mafia, and they go, we're bored, this will be fun. They give you $50 million, but they put you in surgery that wires tiny explosives to every one of your limbs. You cannot have them removed, because if you try to remove them, they will just blow up and kill you.
I would say no.
Okay, you wouldn't do it at all, Charlie. Well,
no, I would not go to the Italian mafia and say, yeah, sure, put me under and perform surgery on me.
Well, also, it's useless at that point. I'll have all this money and can't spend it. Why would I bother?
Okay, yeah,
You don't have 50 limbs.
Okay.
What are they going to blow up?
You're given $10 million.
Dreams.
You're given $10 million, and they only do the surgery on your fingers. For every $1 million, you lose a finger. How much would you spend?
It
starts at your least ones, too. It starts at, like, your pinkies, then your ring fingers and all that.
Personally, I find pinkies to just get in the way. Like, I'd be playing Xbox, and just I'd notice it over the course of hours. They don't do anything. Like, if you watch your hands through the day, they're freeloaders.
Oh, Sam, that's amazing, seeing as you're an infographical YouTube channel, because pinkies are 50% of your grip strength, young man.
Yeah, but I don't use a pen. I just use my mouse.
Fuck, he's got me there.
You never stood a chance.
I would just take out $900,000 and invest it.
Okay, you can do that. That's fine.
Well, there's an important matter we need to discuss. Is it of that $10 million if you spend $1 million, or is it $1 million in total? Because then you could invest and make a lot more with $950,000. Can you spend like the $1 million you'd make off of that?
All right, final offer here. Here we go. You are given $10 million. Each million is tied to a finger. The proportion of that million you spend, you lose that much of that finger. So if you spend like $500,000, you lose half of your pinky.
No.
Well, that's useless, yeah.
Can I just split up like the half so I keep half of each finger? And then I'm just like nubby.
You're given a pile. Hands. You're given 10 piles of $1 million. Each one is tied to one of your fingers. If you spend money from that pile, you lose that much proportionally.
Okay, Andrew, I take 10,000 from each finger's fund. Therefore, all I get is basically, you know, I have my finger nails cut, and I invest $100,000 in total.
You're boring.
You just fucking got owned.
You're boring.
I could outsmart this Italian mafia in a fucking second. Boy.
What I would do is I would take half from every pile except for the two middle finger piles. Mm-hmm. So that way all my fingers other than my middle fingers would get shortened. So like people would know I really meant it when I flip them the bird, you know?
That's a like really super good impactful. Way of looking at it. Yeah. All right. New question.
You clone $10 million and the
Shut.
Fingers.
No, we do not use that word on this podcast. Don't you fucking dare.
Every time you lose a finger, Hitler comes back to life, but he's evil.
I would make an army of evil Hitlers.
I like how you have to specify evil. Yeah. I was just as Hitler coming back, just him and evil.
Oh no, now he's evil as opposed to what he was before. All right, Charlie, give me a hypothetical.
All right, you buy scratch-offs daily, and you know your odds of winning aren't great, but you still play just for the love of the sport, and you won $1,000 recently, so you've got... You're feeling pretty
good after spending about $800.
Maybe in total across like a year long of spending. Do you keep playing the scratch offs?
No.
What about you boys? Do you keep playing the scratch offs?
Any rational person would say no, but they don't know the woes of gambling addiction.
It
hooks you once you win.
That doesn't help my case. What about you, Kaya?
Depends on how wealthy I am. Do I have random $10 million the mafia just gave me, or
careful those fingers.
Yeah, if you lose them all, you can't scratch it off anymore.
Exactly.
So, do you guys like lottery scratch offs? Like, no one really helped.
Charlie,
I've bought a
single lottery scratch off and I lost. Therefore, no, I don't like them.
No, you don't know that. So the meat of that, Sam, is I play lottery scratch offs a lot. In fact, today I spent about an hour just scratching off lottery scratch-offs, because I won $1,000 on one with Andrew pretty recently, so I put that all back in the lottery like any sane man would do. And, I've been buying a lot of lottery scratch-offs. Do you do any lottery scratch-offs, Sam?
Nah. I just can't, like, knowing that, like, the system's rigged against me, I don't want to feed into it, because I know, like, if I got into it enough and I got a big one like that, I'd totally be hooked. So, like, I just don't want to play that. Such a dangerous game. You know what the worst thing is? Have you seen those fake ones that, like, you give somebody for their birthday? They scratch it all. It's like, oh, I won $100,000. And then you flip it over and the description's some, like, dumb meme shit. And it's like, oh, wait, it was fake. My relatives tricked me. Can
those
you imagine?
Heartbreaking. Yeah, those are fucking heartbreaking. I remember when, God, what was that old show with old guy McGee that used to host it? Like AMFV, I think it was. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
AMFV. AMFV? What is that again?
I don't. America's something?
Funniest Home Videos, I think.
That's the. Yeah, yeah. As a kid, they used to have like the lottery one, like where it's a fake win. That used to devastate me as a kid. Like, I'd cry for the people. That shit was sad as fuck.
That show just so wasn't funny. Like, you'd have that. You'd have people just getting, like, brutally, like, maimed. And then you'd have, in between, you'd have old Tom Bergeron whipping out your grandma's jokes in between, giving
Tom
his color commentary.
Fucking Bergeron. That was his name. And then he hosted Dancing with the Stars and brought the lack of swag there as well. You're right. Tom Bergeron. Oh, my Lord. That's a name that I had long forgotten. Who's your favorite host of anything ever, Sam?
Of anything ever?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to swing back to Norm, man. I've been watching his Norm McDonald's video podcast. It's just a riot. Like,
I agree. I think Norm McDonald's a really solid answer to that question. What introduced you to his work?
I think I just saw one of his podcasts one day online. I was like, I'm not doing anything. And then, I first knew him from Weekend Update from SNL.
Which was great.
And then he got fired for, like, because they didn't think he was funny. Meanwhile, look at SNL today. Yeah, that's where I first learned about him. And then, like, listening to a stand-up in the podcast. He's a good man.
He is a good man. All right, we've been going for, like, 1:10. That's usually when we like to wrap up. Sam, is there anything you'd like to plug, talk about, shout out? Anyone that you want to make a new video on that you'd like to call out now?
Yes. I plug my channel, Sam Onella Academy. My Twitter, Sam Onella.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. And to everyone except Jackson, thanks for showing up. Yeah.
No problem. I pride myself on keeping a nice schedule.
Yeah, I like being on time and everything, too.
Kaya, do you enjoy not being late?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Not even being late.
Depends on what I'm late for.
That's fair. All right. Bye, everybody. Links in the description to... Kids Tube and whatever other shit we have.
Goodbye.